السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن أولياؤه إلا المتقون، صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers and also sisters who listen over the receivers, you are well aware that we have a number of students who have come here from some Darul Ulooms. And there is no other reason that they have come except that they wish to become the walis of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And they, in their good opinion, believe that attending these kind of programs will give them that stepping stone to Wilayat. So therefore, I'm going to discuss something about Wilayat today, because I am also in need of Wilayat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that we want to become the walis and friends of Allah Ta'ala. That is where we are lacking. And because we are not friends of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, because we are not walis of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, therefore we are suffering humiliation, disgrace. If Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is not on our side, because only a friend supports a friend. So if Allah Ta'ala is not on our side, then we cannot expect victory and success and happiness and peace and contentment and tranquility and all those type of things. We cannot expect that. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri, jo tu mera to sab mera, falak mera, zameen meri. If Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is not ours, then nothing is ours, no matter how much we have in our possession of the material world, but it is not ours. In other words, it's not going to bring us peace and happiness and barakat. There will be nothing but quarrels, arguments, fights, and all kinds of problems that we will be facing. So we'll have to become the walis of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has kept his wilayat not in the undertaking of too much of nafil ibadat, that a person has to make a lot of nafil ibadat, then you become a wali and friend of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has kept his wilayat in obeying his orders, restraining oneself from haram. In awliya'uhu illa al-muttaqoon. So we have to get the sifat of taqwa. And this sifat of taqwa is not as difficult as we think that it is. As you have heard on some other occasion, that we say that the person has to stay ba wuzu. He is all the time with wuzu. So that does not mean that this person doesn't go to the toilet, he doesn't need to make wuzu again. His wuzu does break, but the moment the wuzu breaks, he goes and makes wuzu again. So we call him ba wuzu. So this person who has got taqwa, if by chance, by accident, he commits some sin, then he makes so much of tawbah and so much of istighfar that he becomes ba taqwa again, person with taqwa again. And when he becomes a wali and a friend of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then look at all the promises that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has made. Because whether we like it or not, take the greatest scientist of the world, he is muhtaj of Allah Ta'ala. He is in great need of Allah Ta'ala. He may deny it, but deep down in his heart, he also has the fears that he must not lose his sight, he must not lose his hearing, he must not lose his speech, he must not meet up with an accident. Whilst he is flying also, he is concerned that the plane must not crash. Therefore, you will find that if there are 10 scientists working on a certain project, then they will say all 10 must not travel together on the same flight. Why? Because there is that fear that it could be a crash and all of them could disappear from the surface of the earth. And then daily they are seeing how people are suddenly losing their limbs, losing their heads and losing their mind and losing their bodies and losing their lives. So every person is muhtaj, is in need of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So the sensible thing to do is to become friend of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That is the sensible thing to do. So different people have given different tarifs and different definitions of wilayat. Different tarifs. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala said the friend, that only those who are muttaqeen, those who have got taqwa, they are the friends of Allah Ta'ala. So that is like how we say that a person who has got very good health, a certain person, he's got very good health. Now that good health, what is good health? Now good health, we will say, means that the person must have good sight, good hearing, good speech. Physically he must be strong. His heart, liver and lungs must be all functioning. Then we say, now this person has got good health. So just like that, when we say that this person is a wali. So what does this wilayat really mean? So different people have given different definitions. But it is all in the light of the Quran and the Sunnah. So in the short time that we have, suddenly something came to my mind, and that is what I wish to discuss with you, and that is of Hazrat Abdullah bin Mubarak, Ramatullah Alayh. He asked Hazrat Khaja Hasan Basri, Ramatullah Alayh, that who is a wali? So Hazrat Khaja Hasan Basri, Ramatullah Alayh, said, well, you say, who is a wali? So he said, boy, who is the wali? He said, huwa alladhi yakunu fi wajhihi haya. The first tarif, he said, that if you want to know that this person is a wali of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then this person has got haya in his life, he's got modesty, he's got shame. If he's a Muslim and he's a believer, she is a Muslim, or she's a Muslima, she's believing in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, she has got iman and yaqeen and faith in Allah, in the akhirat, in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's risalat, then there has to be haya in the person's life. The first thing he says, fi wajhihi haya. If there is no shame in the person's life, then iza fataka al-haya faf'al ma shi'ta. The person who's got no haya, then you can expect anything from that person. The most shameless thing, the most indecent action, the most obscene act the person will engage in, if he has got no haya. And sometimes he will commit those actions in front of his own parents, in front of his own children, in front of the public. The person will become completely naked and perform such kind of actions which animals also will be ashamed to do in front of people. Why? Because shame and haya has left that person. Therefore Rasulullah Paak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Al-Imanu bid'un wa sab'una shu'ba. أَفْزَلُهَا قَوْلُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَدْنَاهَا إِمَاتَةُ الْأَذَىٰ عَنِ الطَّرِيقِ وَالْحَيَاءُ شُعْبَةٌ مِّنَ الْإِيمَانِ. Haya is a shu'bah, it's a branch of iman. And we can see that at present now, in this month of July especially, our Durban, the beachfront, and all the entertainment areas, they are flooded with nothing but invitation posters towards that which is behayai, indecency, shamelessness, nudity. Come and watch every kind of filthy action under the sun. You are being invited to come and participate. Leave your haya and modesty for your masjid. Leave your haya and modesty for your Kaabatullah Sharif. There, when you are in Makkah Sharif or in Madinah Sharif, then there you must worry about haya and modesty, and some don't even worry about it there. But here, when you are in Durban, then we have got all this entertainment laid out for whom? For you. So you must come and enjoy yourself. So the believer also forgets that that was supposed to be for the disbelievers. It is Jannat for them. So let them go and enjoy themselves, because there's Jahannam awaiting them. But we as Muslims, as believers in Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we must stay away, yes, for work purposes, or even if a person is a resident that side, or you're going to visit somebody, or when it is a quiet time and you go to the beach, nobody is saying that is haram. But what I am saying is that in the midst of all that nudity, to go and sit down there with our kurtas and our topis and with our beards, and our wives with their burqas and with their niqabs and with their hijabs, and when they got all the nude men on the sides, it is nothing but behayai, immodesty, shamelessness. Then we cannot wait to dream, or we cannot dream of becoming walis of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala with such kind of actions. And then who is going to control his gaze in such kind of places? How much of power do we have to control our gaze from haram? Even where there is no such attraction, we cannot control our gaze. Then where we are going to control it there? So let us not get carried away with the Gunston and all the Vodacom shows and everything that is being placed there. And all the other haram that is being laid out. Let those who are disbelievers go and enjoy them. And let us not even have that hasrat in our heart, that hi, I'm missing out on all that fun, on that enjoyment, on that pleasure. We must not even have that hasrat in our heart, that regret in our heart that I'm missing out. If a person is told that you are missing out on eating stool, he's missing out on something. So for a Muslim, that is what it is. It is filth. In the eye of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it is filth. So therefore he is being asked to restrain himself because it will cause nothing but restlessness in his life. After going there, when he's going to watch all the haram, it's going to create restlessness in that heart. And then many people after that, it doesn't only stop at restlessness in the heart. There are many, many other things that happen after that. So therefore Hazrat Abdullah bin Mubarak, Rahmatullah Alayh, he says, هُوَ الَّذِي يَكُونُ فِي وَجْهِ حَيَا. The first sign of wali, he says, is that the person has got haya in his life. There must be this haya. And as Mullah Qari Rahmatullah Alayh, he has said, فَإِنَّ حَقِيقَةَ الْحَيَا أَنَّ مَوْلَاكَ لَا يَرَاكَ حَيْثُ نَحَاكَ. What is the haqiqat of haya? What is the haqiqat of shame? He said, the haqiqat of shame and haya is this, that your Mawla must not find you in that place where he has asked you not to be. Your Allah must not see you in those places where he does not want you to be seen. Where your Allah is displeased with, then he doesn't want to see you there. That is haya, that the person has haya, that my Allah is watching. That Allah in whose hands my life is, my health is, my wealth is, my children are, my home is, my happiness is. Everything is in the hands of that Allah. And the one who has blessed me with so much of bounties, now I go and use those very bounties for his disobedience. So that haya must restrain that person. That haya is a force, it will restrain that person. Accidental sins is understandable. But to go out in search of sins, it is not the sign of a mu'min. A mu'min doesn't go in search of sin. The person who buys the chips for a casino and then he is going to travel to the casino, or the person has bought some tickets for some haram shows and then he is going to be going to those shows. So that is not accidental sin. That is planned and prepared. The person has made preparation in advance. So let some haya come into our lives. Let us restrain ourselves from those areas where at present there's going to be so much of fitnas. When a person's leg, when some bone breaks or dislocates, then we say that the person must do traction. He must do traction. They put him up, his legs up for a couple of weeks and say he's got to do traction. But these attractions that are here, they dislocate the joints of iman to such an extent that that traction is not going to help. Then Allah Ta'ala's azab will be the traction. And we know that at present how people are suffering all kinds of problems. So let us not just for that little while of pleasure sell our iman and displease our Allah, who has blessed us with sight and with hearing and with speech and with our liver and heart and lungs and every part of our body in good health. To displease him is challenging the might of Allah Ta'ala. And if Allah Ta'ala does not cease immediately, then that is even more dangerous. فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِحُوا بِمَا أُوتُوا أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْلِسُونَ. Then Allah Ta'ala will see suddenly, He will pull the carpet from beneath our feet. In the midst of enjoyment and pleasures, we have seen how many people have lost their lives. In the midst of enjoyments and pleasures, in discos, in cinemas, in theatres, in gambling dens, in prostitute quarters, how many people in the midst of pleasures, because they failed to heed those warnings that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave before that. And Allah Ta'ala's system to is such that first He sends some kind of azab, some calamity, some disaster, so that the person takes heed of the advice and he reforms and changes. But when he fails to do that, then Allah Ta'ala opens the doors of ni'mats. The person begins to think that if my Allah was displeased, then why is He giving me so much? Why is everything flooding into my life? I'm getting better health than before, more wealth than before, and more happiness than before. So now the person is fooled. And then in the midst of the enjoyment, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sends down His azab. And the person is left in total bewilderment. So, Huwa alladhi yakunu fi wajhihi haya. That is the first thing he says, one of the signs of wilayat. And we all want to become the walis of friends of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So there can be no wilayat without haya. There must be haya in the person's life. This control of gaze, ghuddu absarakum, it is also part of the teachings of that same haya. It brings haya and modesty into the person's life. Then he says the second thing, we can go on speaking on haya. There's so much that we can talk on haya. Inshallah, we'll come back to this again. But these people will be leaving again tomorrow in a few days' time. So let us try and complete what Hazrat Abdullah bin Mubarak Rahmatullah Alayhi said very briefly. And then he says the second sign of wilayat, that the person is a wali of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Who is that person who has got wilayat? هو الذي يكون في عينه بكاء. That the person in his eyes, there's tears. In his eyes, there's tears. There's بكاء, there's crying. Crying over what? We have cried over everything in this world. And it is not haram to cry over the loss of one's parents, one's children, some property, some home, or some car. It is not haram. Natural grief is permissible. But the thing is that we have cried over everything. But have we cried over our sins? Har cheez ke upar insaan roya. Yahan tak ke uska kutta mar gaya us par bhi roya. If the dog died too, the person cried. His cat died, he cried. And in some places, even rats are kept as pets, huge rats. And if that rat has to die too, the person cries. So we cried over everything. But these tears are the tears of nadamat, tears of shame, tears of regret that, oh my Allah, I wasted my life. بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکمہ بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے میں کب سے ہوں محو خواب غفلت بس اب جگا دے اب جگا دے. Far too long I have remained in a state of negligence and indifference, and that is the biggest weakness of the ummah today, that we are indifferent to the teachings of the Quran and the Sunnah, indifferent to Allah and His Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم, the ahkam. If the natal mercury has a race for our ladies, a 10-kilometer race, then all the Khadijas and the Aishas and the Fatimas, all our daughters who have got the names of the wives of the Sahaba-e Kiram or the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with a few thousand other naked ladies, they are also running in the streets. The cameras are filming everything. The newspapers are reporting everything. And thousands of people are lined up watching them running. And what do they use as justification? That Rasul-e-Paak ran a race with Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Nauzu billahi min zalik. Can you see where our iman is going if we are not going to say these things from the mimbar? Then how are we going to change? Those who take great pride that my wife also ran, my daughter also ran, my sister also ran, and she also won a trophy or an award or certificate or whatever they give. Then take heed, before it is too late, you will cry later over those same wives and those same daughters and those same sisters, when they will become totally disobedient and nafarman. Then the person will start crying. Then he will go and look for amils. Can we get some taweez? We don't know what jinn has got my daughter and my wife and what jadu has been done. No jadu, no jinn. It is the azab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala which has come. One buzruk says, Allah wala says that whenever I found any kind of disobedience in my life against Allah, and that was not some major sin or something, he says, even the horse which I ride became disobedient. The horse also failed to give me a good ride after that. So fi aynihi buka, that the person is now regretting. Sins have been committed. We are human beings, we have made mistakes. We have made mistakes and we will make mistakes. But the person is not persistent, he is not challenging Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's might, that, oh Allah, when will you seize me? I am challenging you. So the person is crying. And when the person sheds tears, then those tears Allah ta'ala makes this person is mahbub, at-ta'ibu habibullah. Jo gire idhar zami par mere ashk ke sitare. Jo gire idhar zami par mere ashk ke sitare. To chamak utha falak par meri bandagi ka tara. When my tears, when they are like stars that fell on the ground, then the star of Abdiyat shone on the heavens. Therefore Ghalib said, Tum kis muh se Kaaba jaoge Ghalib, sharm tumko magar nahi aati. O Ghalib, how are you going to go to the Kaaba Sharif? Don't you feel ashamed of the sins that you have committed in your life? So the Shah Muhammad Ahmad Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi said, that Ghalib in this poetry of his, he has made the ummah despair of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. There must be a balance. There must be khawf and fear of Allah Ta'ala. And also we must have great hopes in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, in his forgiveness. But we must not use the ointment of Tawbah to commit sins and say we've got the ointment of Tawbah, so therefore let us keep on committing sins. It is just like the person who's got an ointment for burns. So he say, why should I not continually burn my hands because I've got the ointment at home? We will say that person is pagal, is mad, is stupid, is foolish. We'll give him a number of titles and say, dispatch him to the nearest asylum. We'll say, accidentally, if he got burnt, he must apply that ointment. So he says, in this Ghalib has made people lose hope in Allah Ta'ala's mercy and forgiveness. So he says, I have changed it. Main isi muh se Kaaba jaunga. Main isi muh se Kaaba jaunga. Sharm ko main khaak mein milaunga. Ro ro ke apni bigdi banaunga. Ro ro ke unko main manaunga. Ro ro ke unko main manaunga. Aur yun apni bigdi banaunga. He said, I will go with the same face, O Ghalib. He said, Shah Muhammad Ahmad Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi says that I changed that poetry. He said, I will go with the same face. I will forget about shame. Because if I am going to stay and say that I am such a sinful person, how can I go now to Kaaba Sharif and make Tawbah? So I will never get pak. If a person is filled with, his body is filled with filth, his clothes are dirty and filthy, impurities have soiled his clothes and body, and now he's standing outside the ocean on the shore, and he tells the ocean that, oh you ocean, you are such clean and pure, and how can I come into you? If I come into you with all this filth, then I will make you dirty too. Then that ocean will tell that person that, oh you stupid and foolish person, you dive into me, millions like you have dived into me, and I have removed all the filth from their bodies and clothes. Why are you afraid? You dive in, you too will become clean. And I will still remain clean. Even if the Mufti Sahib or the Qazi Sahib or the Imam of the Haram will make wuzu with my water, his wuzu will also be valid and his ghusl will also be valid. So you take the dive into the ocean of Tawbah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's mercy is unlimited. His forgiveness is unlimited. If this rishta of muhabbat has been broken, then don't despair. But at the same time, let us not challenge Allah ta'ala's might, that because he is forgiving, he is merciful. So therefore we must continue tawbah. So he says, وَفِي عَيْنِهِ بُكَى وَفِي عَيْنِهِ بُكَى وَفِي يَدِهِ أَطْوَى. With his hand the person is also always giving. For all good causes he is spending. He is spending on his family too. He is spending on himself too. He is spending on his neighbors, on his friends, on the poor, on the needy, on the destitute. His hand is always open. There is always ata from his hands. وَفِي قَلْبِهِ صَفَى. And this is the most important thing, and in his heart, that is the wali, that there's safa in his heart, there's purity in his heart, there's cleanliness in his heart. The heart is not filled with malice, with greed, with pride, with envy, with jealousy. Ha, what have we made of our hearts? Nothing but dirt bins we have made of our hearts. That heart which was for the love of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have given our heart to nafs and shaitan, and nafs and shaitan has filled our hearts with malice, with greed, with pride, with anger, and with all kinds of filth, and has made it nothing but a kachra box. So now who is the wali? The wali of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, fi qalbihi safa. He's got zuhd in his heart, he's got taqwa in his heart, he's got tawakkul in his heart, he's got yaqeen in his heart, he's got the muhabbat of Allah in his heart, he's got the muhabbat and ishq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his heart. In his life there's politeness, there's humility, there's tawazu. All those sifats are in his heart. وَفِي قَلْبِهِ صَفَى. And it goes on, but the time has expired, just as one day our time will expire in this world. We are always concerned, we watch, look at the watch, that the time must not expire. We are always looking at the watch, our shop time, our business time, our plane time, our train time, our visiting time, our dawat time, namaz time, this time, that time. So there's one more time that we have to keep our gaze on, and that is the time of expiry, permanent departure from this world. And when that time will come, none of us knows. So therefore all those who say that we will change, Maulana, we will change. We're still young, just give us a little bit more time, a few more years, and you'll see we will change. 60% of those that were buried 2 or 3 years ago, the undertaker told me, 60% of those who were buried were under 30 years of age. Under 30 years of age. And many were children. So the time to change is not tomorrow, it is now. Make sincere tawbah from all sins, then gradually make progress towards reformation. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the person who makes himmat, Allah ta'ala opens the doors. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala remove the difficulties, the hardships, the problems that the Ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is suffering all around the world, especially in Palestine, Bosnia, Iraq, Afghanistan, and all other parts of the world. May Allah ta'ala give us all hidayat and give us the tawfiq of amal. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.